America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
We got pants on today.
Finally.
We got pants on. We shared a lot of the clips of the first five episodes. I want people to see it, you know.
Yeah.
Proud of the podcast. And I kind of already knew this, but it was just confirmed. Everyone's like, got some thighs in this podcast. Is this a podcast or a
Magic Mike trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that beforehand. I did not think that 60% of the comments were going to be about my thighs.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that. I was kind of like, I just don't really care. But we got pants on today, man. You look nice.
Thank you. Yeah. They're nice. They're okay.
When's the last time you wore pants?
I don't know. Especially hard pants. Like, I've worn some soft pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing kind of, these are kind of hybrids. Would you agree? If you see these, do they scream sweatpants?
I was going to say, now that I'm seeing them up close, they look more sweatpants, but from far away, they did not.
You got to get some hybrids.
Some hybrids. Big fan of Prius of pantalones.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hard pants have not been worn since probably February, so this feels a little scratchy. Yeah.
But that reminded me of a story. Go back to school. We posted a couple of days ago the new moms and online school and school, and it reminded me of back to school. We said some earlier, I just got to tell this story. It was a first day of school outfit, right? This should be big deal.
Big deal. You're getting your picture taken for one, and you're seeing, like, you know, some of those friends you haven't seen all summer. Like, what's Melissa Watkins up to? I wonder how her summer was. Oh. Like, I want to wear my best outfit.
In the yearbook, she wrote that she thought I was funny.
She said hags.
Did y'all sign in a yearbook?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
How much did that mean to you?
It was pretty sweet. I'd say it was up there with like who gave you their senior pictures senior year. It's like, dude.
Oh, for me, it would probably 90% of my self-worth hinged on that yearbook sign day.
Yeah. What were your favorite acronyms to use?
I was a big hater of the acronyms.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you know, a good one. What was it called?
Lilas.
Well, it was a one. It was like,
Hags.
Not Hags. Lilas was great. Hags. It was like, have a kick a summer or something.
So
it was
trying to be different. Oh my gosh.
But it started something. It made a creative word. K-A-S. It was something like hikus. I don't know. Hope you have. But I just remember I'd go around, and I remember a couple of cute girls write, Trey, you are so funny. I was like 11. I was like, oh, I've never even talked to her.
Yeah. How does she know?
So one first day of school, and you know, I've always liked to, my entire life battle is I'd like to be different and stand out, but I also don't want to be the center of attention. So that creates problems. That creates problems. And so a great example of this, I want to say this was third or fourth grade, 9 years old, something like that. I was at Old Navy, and they had these shirts where it had little different sporting balls on the front.
Okay.
Like one would have one shirt was just a soccer ball. One shirt was just football. Basketball guy. So I got the shirt, just had a singular basketball, but the catch, it was an inflatable basketball on your shirt.
Whoa.
So you take it up like this and go, and it would just have a little bubble in the middle of your chest that was a basketball.
You had like implants as a third grader. You had one implant.
I know. That was a weird parenting move. Why were they?
Whoa.
That's.
I've never heard of this shirt.
It looked totally different then. I've had a lot of work done since.
Yeah. Because
that was kind of my gateway drug to looking like Joan Rivers.
You inflate the ball and you're like,
was easy.
I could use some less wrinkles on my forehead.
So I wear the shirt to school that I'm kind of like, I think it's really fun, but I'm a little nervous about it. And let's just say mom got a call in about hour three of, please bring me a new shirt.
Really?
Uniboob was a good one. The kids got after it with that one. A lot of them called me Joan Rivers, believe it or not. No. So that I wore that through the school, immediately was just mocked endlessly. And then with a lot of times when I get teased in any capacity, I'd be like, mom, pick me up. And they'd be like, you wear it. You're going to wear that shirt every day this week.
Yeah.
Toughen you up. And so, yeah, that brought back some bad memories.
I'm sure. I like to imagine that the school wasn't planning on doing any kind of assemblies or seminars until like September, October. And like that afternoon of the first day of school, like, why don't we do an anti-bullying seminar?
Yeah.
It's getting pretty out of hand pretty quick.
Yeah. We got, I mean, for Uniboob, we kind of get it. I mean, it's pretty funny, but we still, yeah, we probably need to make an effort. Do you remember like those dances? I remember a fifth grade dance where some of the boys and girls would like slow dance. I couldn't imagine.
No.
I could not imagine.
I was not ready to touch women yet.
No.
I think anyway, here in a few years, I'll be able to. Did you guys do sock hops?
No. What's that?
It was like a, I think it was like a 1950s thing. I think it was like something they used to do back in the day, but we did elementary school. That was our dance. Like,
is that some kind of illegal drug?
Yeah. So I would say take two sock hops if you want to have a good time. Three, it's going to be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
One's not going to do anything. Well, definitely take two sock hops. It was just like a dance, but you're in your socks.
Oh, yeah. That seems
how fun.
We touched your whole school vibe was a little different than mine. Actually.
Yeah.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. Didn't you do that fun dance? Didn't everyone do that? Where it's just like, this time we're going to dance without our shoes on.
Leave your farm animals at home and just dance by yourself.
Put up those steel toes. We're going to do-si-do.
Nice.
I know. We all had nice new Nike Shocks. At our
age. Brian Jeffries had Nike Shocks. He was like the one kid in our school who had them. And I always wanted Brian's because he had like new ones, like different colored ones. Like he could match his outfit with his Nike Shocks.
I remember a traumatizing pair of Nike Shocks. They were like chrome. They were like shiny chrome plated.
Whoa.
Gold chrome.
Those didn't make it to Stratford.
So I was like, cool. But again, a risky move. Warm to school. A mixture of cool and a mixture of completely roasted.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Uniboob has transformed into Optimus Prime. He's got chrome on his feet.
Yeah, Optimus Uniboob. Meemaw, boom-maw. Oh, you gonna fly away to Boobland?
Or wait, let me guess. Uranus.
Oh, that reminds me. This reminds me of another great story. I was in middle school, and a girl had left her seat. So it was a little prank. I was going to pour just a little bit of Gatorade where she had been sitting.
Oh, that's a good one.
So when she comes back to sit down... Oops.
Gatorade on your pants.
Yep. Classic.
That is good.
So she comes back, she sits in it. Oh, well, this girl can't take a joke. Still remember her name, Delaney. And she just huffs off and tattles and mistakenly blames it on a young man named Pedro.
Uh-oh. Lo siento.
We're making progress in this country, but Delaney. So I'm kind of like, oh, score. Okay. So she goes up to Pedro and tells him you're no recess, you're gonna stay and help clean up the lunchroom.
Oh, Pedro.
The cafeteria. And he was like, that wasn't me, it was it. She's like, oh, no, hey, you're doing it, I don't want to hear it.
Oh no.
And he looks to me, this was a kid, this was like a Pedro, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, he wasn't Pedro from the suburbs, like he was the real deal. Hilarious guy, nice guy, but if he got serious, I was going to get serious.
Okay.
He looked at me and he pointed to his buddies who were all also Hispanic. And I'm not exaggerating this. He looks at me as she's kind of talking to him and he goes, he mouths to me, if you don't tell her it was you, he points to his buddies and goes, he does the cut the throat motion.
I will slit your neck if you don't run up to the Gatorade prank.
I sprinted to Miss Neumeister and said, I did it. I did it. I did it. And he was out scot-free.
Dang.
I mean, I'm also a wuss and Pedro wouldn't have done anything, but it was a moment of masculinity and intimidation I've never experienced. And if I was this age and Pedro was still 12 and did that to me, I would do whatever he said.
Oh, I've never experienced anything like that. I mean, that sounds like something you see in like Hollywood, like a prison movie or like a Prison Break the TV show, like where one gang threatens another one or something. You experienced that at age 12.
He was real, man. I was running home being like, they made fun of my Uniboob shirt from Old Navy. And he's like, he's just straight up going to, he's going to kill me.
I've got friends who've got friends who are going to make you regret that you ever came to this school.
Problems.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, what else?
One time I did a similar thing like that. It wasn't a prank on purpose. It was eighth grade, Mr. Mosman's eighth grade advanced math class. It was the end of the school year. Yeah, just a little, you know, a lot of ninth graders in there. No big deal.
Yeah.
But I still remember it's the end of the school year. So pranks are starting to happen. But I had a different kind of prank, more of a rumble in the jungle happening inside of my body. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like,
sock hop.
Yeah, I had, the sock was hopping all around in there. And I was like, I think I can let out a little oopsie daisy and like it be silent.
Yeah.
But like things are bubbling. Like this is not gonna be good. But I'm in physical pain and like discomfort. I need to let this out.
Mm.
So I get in there before class and I let a little tootsie fly. And it smells.
Just one of these, just kind of.
Yeah, but like, you know, I kind of like move around and like
make some.
It's loud. People are talking. So I get through the opening stage one scot-free. No one knows a thing. But then it starts to fill the room. And it's like if you were to smell if your grandpa was like, hey, smell this boot. I used it in World War II. I would say it smelled like the inside of that.
It's probably like a visual reenactment of like in movies when planes go down and the water's filling up and the person's like, and that's like the gases are kidding. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, we can't escape it.
That was them breathing. Yeah. Yes. Like the Titanic scene a little bit. So, I mean, it does smell very bad, but it's the end of the school year. And so Coach Mosman thinks that people have pranked the classroom.
Oh.
He doesn't believe this came out of a human body, much less 4'6", 95-pound Jake Triplett.
Okay, people, I've been president long enough. Who brought in all of the rotten salmon?
He thought it was a stink bomb. He was like, someone like let a stink bomb go in here.
Yeah, very
good
funny,
prank.
Guys.
And I'm just sitting there like, oh my gosh, like the inside of my body is so bad. He doesn't believe it could be a human.
Yeah.
But Keaton and Jeremiah are in their back row giggling about something else. That's not going to fly with Coach Mosman. He says, Keaton, Jeremiah, principal's office right now. And I didn't have a Pedro breathing down my neck, so I never said a word. I let them go to the principal office for my fart.
Let's get this straight. You had such a cataclysmic fart that people in authority assumed someone's out to get us.
This had to be some sort of biological warfare.
Someone with intent planned ahead to destroy all of our nostrils.
Coach Mosman was convinced it was premeditated. This was first degree pranking.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I just had like some weird Rice Krispies that morning. I don't know.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I still remember that. Yeah, because I like felt bad. I was like, I'm sorry, Keaton. I'm sorry, Jeremiah. But like, I can't own up to this.
Wow.
Like, it's almost yearbook time. This is a critical time of the school
year.
That's
true. That's social suicide. You have to.
Social suicide.
Sorry, man.
So they fell on that grenade.
That butt grenade.
Yeah. Couldn't think of anything for me. And I never told them. Keaton, Jeremiah, I don't know if you listen to the Desiest podcast in Kansas, but if you do, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Pedro, if you're out there, you got me, man.
I heard the rumors kind of flying around that the reason you're moving soon is because of Pedro.
Yeah,
he like tracked you down.
He's like, I never forget anything. He was 12, but that was his thing. A teacher would be like, Pedro, time out. And his little phrase was like, I never forget.
Well, it started with like, he was like really good at school. And like, how do you like remember all this stuff? And he goes, I never forget.
Yes.
And they're like, whoa. But then turns out he meant like revenge.
Pedro did it. Ha. I never forget.
Yeah.
That is like a Russian accent. I don't know.
It's okay. He has relatives.
Yeah. They're related somehow,
yeah.
I think.
You ever been to Russia?
No. It's on my list. No.
COVID. Ruined my Russia trip.
I had the best trek through Siberia planned.
I've been once. You don't need to go.
Mm.
I think we've maybe talked about this somewhere before.
I agree.
But
you
it's
don't
fine.
Need that at all.
The McDonald's has bone-in chicken wings, though. Lifesaver.
If there's ever reason to travel, it's just to see like, what does this McDonald's have?
It's truly.
It's fascinating. I lived in France for a few weeks. Devastating how their cuisine is. I was like 20 at the time, so I couldn't go have like escargot. But if for like your affordable food.
I don't even know what that is. It's like an Uber?
I got
Uber escargot.
Yeah. Well, in France, escargot is Uber, is French for Stranger Drive.
It really does sound like an escapade.
Those are snails. You don't know what that is?
No.
It's snails. It's like it's native to France and it's delicious.
And certain ages can't have it? Even numbered ages? Or what? Is it alcoholic snail?
Ages?
You said I was 20, so I couldn't have escargot.
Well, I was poor.
Oh.
It's fancy. It's not like 50 cent who need a snail.
I thought it was like alcoholic snail. It's like,
man,
cool.
You are clueless when it comes to cuisine.
Yeah. I took advanced math. I didn't have time for France.
Yeah. I But if you're just balling on a budget there, it's like, what does €6 give me? Like, here's pretty much the equivalent of just like Kraft mac and cheese. It's just like noodles with sauce on it.
It's like we collected,
or it's like pizza, just cheese, never any meat.
They collect the crumbs that fell off of a croissant and they're like, you can have this.
Yeah.
We swept this up.
Good deal.
Together it adds up to a croissant. It's just the flakes though.
But there was a McDonald's right by me that I hit time and time again, and they had some frites. That's French for fries. That's all I needed over there.
You
frites,
would think
frites.
French fries would just be fries.
Their fries?
Frites.
Uh-huh.
Huh. So, okay, when I've been to Australia, New Zealand, Russia, sorry, the McCafe sections at the McDonald's are like immaculate.
Oh.
Like, is that how France was as well?
No. So they're like, they're kind of like American coffee shop vibes?
Yeah, so especially in Australia, like the McCafe portion of the restaurant had its own like kind of separate building, just as big as the normal restaurant.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It was cool. It was like very like, you know, like deep stained wood.
Oh. All right. Come on in, now.
G'day, mate. Can I get a latte?
Get a medium fry and some Wi-Fi. What are those? I want a number 9.
Spot on.
Thanks.
From what I remember.
I know. I think I've told you this. My only Australian accent is because I, for an entire summer, I binge listened to an Australian true crime podcast.
Oh, that'll help.
So I can like, if anyone's like, do your best Australian, I have to kind of go to what I know. So I'm like, Abigail Radford was viciously raped and murdered. Isn't that good?
And they're like, can you try another sentence?
Yeah, could you maybe not do that? I'm like, that's how I know it, though.
That's all I can really say.
Little Timmy was abducted from his house in Melbourne on April the 9th, 1999. That's what I got, dude. What was I going to talk about? Switching gears. I'm a wuss, is what I was talking about. That's the segue. I'm a wuss. I was out in front, and my neighbor... She's a sweet elderly woman, and she has a full-bred German Shepherd.
Got it.
So that's scary. But I've always held. He comes and barks. I'm like, hey, and I think he kind of recognized, and he's like really a sweet dog. But
yeah,
initially, all his hair stamp on his back, and he barks at you, and your life will flash before you.
It is scary.
So they're like short chain link fences, so he easily just kind of hops it and runs around the neighborhood. And I was out while she was out. And so I think just being a good dog, like my owner's here, that guy's over there, and he starts running at me.
Oh, this is not good.
And I've always held like, dude, dog, I'm bigger than a dog. I wouldn't be that
worried. Food chain.
This thing comes at me, and this is my reaction. I was actually mid workout, so I was doing some like lunges, like my knee kind of hurts, and he just he runs at me, and I go no. That's what I did. I just stepped back and go no.
And then try to reason.
Little old lady was like, come here, bear, come here. And then he just kind of walks back. She's like, sorry about that. I was like, yeah, it's fine. And I had to go take my adrenaline, like really.
Really?
I hadn't experienced like adrenaline spike in a long while. I had to go like, oh my gosh, sit down. I thought I was going to have to do battle with this beast.
I don't know what I would have done if a German Shepherd was charging at me.
You ever been attacked by a dog?
No, I don't think so.
I have.
I'm trying to think of all my dog experiences.
3 days ago.
Through each dog I've ever pet, no, none of them have attacked me. Because yeah. I think it's because I don't have a beard. I think it's the beard that scares the dogs.
That actually, I believe, is true. I
feel like it looks like fur. They're like, oh, you're like a big beast.
That's, now that you explain it in dog, it makes total sense. I was always like that. I'm an idiot. I had a friend who has like a rescue dog. You know, you got to stand around. They're like, he's a rescue. I'm like, oh, it means he's.
Anything could happen.
He's a psychotic beast.
Yeah.
So she had one, and when I would enter the room, and it was a little yappy dog, so it wasn't scary, but it was the one time, but he would literally borderline attack me and like nip at my heels. She had to pull him back. So like, she's like, it's everyone with beards. I was like, that's weird. I guess.
Oh, actually.
And you're like, I guess maybe his past owner had like a chin strap and he didn't like him, but it's like, yeah, we just look like more like a big dog.
Yeah. Which is scary. I've had that happen before. I've never had a dog attack me, but like you'll go into someone's house and like, also before you get in there, I have to apologize. My dog does not like guys. Yeah. And it's like, what?
No.
That seems so weird to me.
Okay.
Like that a dog can tell.
You just walk in, you're like, what's up, Amanda? Yeah. It's Jakey Poo.
And the dog will
be chill.
Yeah.
She hates masculine guys. If you can just kind of act gay, my dog loves gay guys.
Yeah.
Come here.
Bachelor night.
Bachelor. Come here. And then dog just loves you.
I have always wondered that though. Like, how does it know? Is it my pheromones?
Yeah. Dogs know more than you think, but probably not.
Yeah. I've always been like, you hear about those stories, like dogs can like, they know if an earthquake is coming, like they'll start running in the streets. I really want to see dogs run in the street sometime.
Yeah, that'd be.
Because like, oh, the earthquake is coming. The earthquake is coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Better pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Revere style.
I got attacked by 3 dogs at once when I was 10.
This doesn't sound real.
Yeah. I was out at the good old Lake Eufaula. Shout out Oklahoma.
Okay.
You know, good old people there.
They're nice.
Loved it there. Good folks. And, you know. This lady opened her door and 3 dogs. I was like 10 playing football with dad playing catch. Throw it here. And 3 dogs. She just opens the front door and they just charge me. It's almost like, it's literally like she said, hey, that one. And they opened the door and they just charged me. And they kind of like got at me a little bit and got onto my jeans and ripped my jeans. And
oh, geez.
Like bit into my leg a little. And my dad ran off and kicked them off. They weren't like huge dogs. And I now that I'm saying it, it seems like a bigger deal than I remember. I was kind of like, shook it off, like put a little Band-Aid on. But they had to track him down and be like, you know, they were mad, like, you kicked my dogs. And my dad's like, they're attacking a human. And they're like, are your dogs like, what, they have vaccines, right? Or shots, mm-hmm. are they up to date? So they don't have this and that. Like, yeah, but then I guess it turns out like those dogs weren't taken care of really. So we had no idea. So.
And did you have a full beard at age 10?
No.
Whoa, so that's really surprising. Right. They attacked you.
But I did have my shirt off, a lot of chest hair when I was 10.
Oh, okay. So that was probably scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I also had we were there for Thanksgiving, so I just had quite a bit of meat in my body.
Oh, they could have smelled it through your pores.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It's coming out of me for sure.
Yeah. I don't they usually, like, if a dog attacks a human, don't they just like put it down typically?
Who's they? The government?
I think I want to say like
you'll get serve a notice.
Yeah.
You got 30 days to bury that thing.
Yeah, or else they are gonna come.
I mean, not if it's like your own. I guess you can do whatever you want with it. But I think in like the pound, maybe these dogs, if they're just like attacking every human and dog, they're probably like, well, this, who's gonna adopt this?
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. So that might happen. Or if they're using them for dog fights and they're not winning.
Like, you're worthless. We got to shoot
out Michael
dog.
Vick.
Yeah, shout out Michael Vick. He was imprisoned just a few minutes up the road. Miss you, Mike.
He was
Leavenworth.
A weird hobby to pick up as a multimillionaire athlete.
Yeah, everyone has their vices, I guess, when you have like, that much money.
He'd just drive into Lord knows where they had this like octagon of canines.
Yeah,
should have done a nonagon.
That makes more sense. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
8 points versus 9
strange
points.
Strange hobby.
We got to see a dog yesterday. That's kind of fun. We got to shoot with a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Our third time shooting with this dog.
Right.
And once we find a dog we like, we kind of, you know, stick with him.
It's a good camera dog.
Good camera dog.
Good dog.
Golden doodle.
Dogs are funny, too. I just walk in. This dog doesn't know who I am. I just put him on a leash. I'm like, hey, we're going to go shoot with it. And this dog's just happy to be here. As long as you're walking me, I don't.
Dogs are great. They're the best. We're shooting with a cat later today. I'm sure that'll be a different experience.
I know. Cats, I'm not a cat hater like some people are.
Yeah, I don't hate the cats. I just prefer the dog.
Yeah. I mean, I just haven't had a lot of cat experience, but I did have a cat I was kind of keen to in high school. My buddy would house it for this kind of rich house, and they had this cat that ran around, and I renamed it. I wonder if those owners, the cat may have never referred to its name again. But when I was there, it was a different name.
Why did you do that?
I named him Titan. It just seemed a better fit.
Okay. Why? Like, what was his old name?
Because I had just conquered and rode the Titan at Six Flags.
Oh,
for
okay.
A long time. I hate roller coasters.
Is there Six Flags in Oklahoma?
Texas. I hate roller coasters.
Still do?
Yeah. I enjoyed them one day. Dude, I don't like doing that. I don't like, but yeah, let's go again. That time I passed out.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, the G-forces. If you ride the Titan, it does. You're not getting on the big boy ones. What are you riding? Batman. I went and I want to be a wuss. So I rode it. I was like, well, I didn't enjoy that at all. And it's like, you got to 17-year-old being like checking, yeah, you're in there. Like when I was 17, I like crashed my car into our house. Like I'm not trusting this kid. I want like a scientist and a doctor each time with a clipboard to be like, yeah, they're secure.
Clipboards do help.
Yes.
They're very legitimate.
Off clipboards. So we just take off and I rode like 12 roller coasters before I finally kind of trusted the roller coasters. And I was like, oh, I'm having a good time. And by the end of the day, I was like, that's great. And then I went back maybe a year ago. It's like I was back to square one.
Hmm.
So I'll never ride them again.
I do. I mean, there is a little bit of fear. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to fall out of one. But you do hear probably once a summer, one gets stuck somewhere. And I'm like, wow, I'm glad that wasn't me. I already don't have great circulation as it is. If I were to be stuck upside down, my eyes would pop out of my face. That I know sounds... they would.
How long can you be upside down? I feel like I would die within 5 minutes.
I'd say 5 minutes is my cap. I mean, sometimes people are up there for like hours, though. So
upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now I'll never ride it again. Well, I just can't wrap my head around these situations. I know that roller coasters are far and away like safe, mm-hmm. but a lot of situations I can't wrap my head around trusting like this thing sitting on only my thighs. 100% my life's in your hands.
Yeah. Well, it's metal.
100% my life's in your claws.
Oh, I wasn't saying that. I was just trying to say like it's not just something. It's like a welded on piece of metal to another piece of metal. It's pretty strong. Put my thigh bones in there. But we're different. And that's okay. We're here to celebrate our differences on the Do Less, God Bless podcast. Should we move on? We got two potential segments.
Yes. Two guidance. Thank you for emailing us, guys. We're gonna get to a segment here. Two guidance. Two guys giving you guidance. Because we are experts on a number of things, whether you know that or not.
Everything but escargot for me.
Yeah, you don't know that.
But everything else I got it down. I was in advanced math.
Thank you for the emails. Please send us your submissions for two guidance or our segment Why You Doing So Much or anything else. dlgb@trakeandrew.com or the Instagram, dolesss.godbless. Follow us, hit us up. Ben, thanks for listening. He says, big fan of the number one most Desi podcast out there.
My man,
shout out to you. I'm writing with an important question. Should I switch from wearing briefs? I'm 22 and been wearing briefs all my life. Heard you guys saying how guys wearing briefs is weird. It is. But should I care? Boxers make no sense to me. They're too baggy. I heard that boxer briefs are perfect in between, though. But I never liked the way they felt when I tried them.
This is an important question.
He's a fan of the podcast and would like to know our thoughts. So to clarify, briefs, kind of picture whitey tidies.
Yeah. Also, don't remember ever saying that briefs are weird. Did we say that?
Yes, and I'm going to repeat that.
Okay.
Whitey tights?
Whitey tights are weird.
Well, that's the same.
Wait, remember basically. When we almost called... What did we almost call this podcast?
I missed that on here. We almost called it the Whitey Tidy Podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, that two guys, just white as can be. And I was like, Katie, what do you think? She's like, that might... I don't know. As like a girl, I'm not sure I would like loved to click on that. I was like, oh, yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
I forgot there's a whole other gender. So, what do we think for our man here?
Ben, I would say you've been wearing briefs and I have been wearing boxers my whole life. I love the boxers.
Oh, you're still on the boxer train.
I am chugga chugga choo choo all aboard for the boxer train.
Hanging loose, hanging low, relaxing and maxing.
Yeah, I like boxers.
Fruit of the loser, wrong.
Whoa, dude.
I'm a boxer brief guy.
Which is a good hybrid. You're a hybrid guy in general.
I am. I like to split the difference every time. Briefs are weird because I'm not a little boy or a Colombian swimmer.
Yeah.
And boxers are weird because I'm not like Peter Griffin or they're just gross. I mean, just
gross.
Boxers don't serve a purpose to me. So like my shorts are loose enough. The briefs, you know, keep me secure. And then I'll wear my outer layer. I feel like if you're going boxers, you might as well just go commando.
That's a solid point. I want you to imagine this, though. Let's say you're in eighth grade. You're in Coach Mosman's advanced math class. There is a small atomic bomb in your pants. Do you want that to stay in your pants? Or you want that to like know, expand to the entire classroom. Right. Boxers are going to help you do that.
Yeah, with that story, you might want to maybe double up your boxers. Go medium, large, shorts.
Yeah, yeah, kind of layer them.
There were some, remember the kids who would wear two pairs of basketball shorts?
That was me.
And so
that was a trend.
I'm actually interested about this. And so it was underwear, shorts?
Yes.
Or the undershorts is the underwear?
I would go boxers, basketball shorts, basketball shorts.
That is so weird.
It was so baggy. It's so much like weight on my thighs. Like,
would you take care to like color coordinate those? Or no. Was the undershirt, the undershort didn't matter? They didn't have to be clean.
No, not really. Okay. No one's going to see him. No one's even going to know about him. It's just like this trend, like everyone on the basketball team, like junior year.
I'd have to say there was a trend of the white tee under any other t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which was bizarre. I had a little wife beater trend where I'd wear that under shirts.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's cool. I looked like a 1940s boxer.
Or like, yeah, an Eminem's music video or something.
What other?
Do you remember, remember the cutoff t-shirts? Those were huge. I got down on cutoff t-shirts.
You would do a little surgery on your shirts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Some people could rip them. I could never rip.
Yeah, like so, I remember a fan time me once, like got Trey's new merch. It was like the Do Us God Bless tee that they just cut to oblivion. I was like, all right.
That guy's from Southwest Missouri, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're saying maybe you should try boxers.
I mean, I don't have any strong opinions. That's just what I've always done, and it's fine with me. Okay. Boxers.
We're two guys giving guidance, and we don't really care. So it's a great segment. Come on, we'll give you advice. Verdict is, do whatever you want.
I'm just kidding.
You need to try your boxer briefs. All right, man.
Maybe work your way up. Yeah, first go boxer briefs, see how that feels. And then if it's like it's the weekend, you're feeling a little crazy, it's Saturday night, you just had some free range chicken, trying to get a little more free range yourself, throw on a pair of boxers, see what happens. Live a little.
Yeah, that bird's not caged.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He does say he's never liked the way boxer briefs are when he's tried them. Do you like try them on in the store?
Oh, yeah. Or like try them on at thrift stores.
Yeah.
Like other people's used boxer briefs. Like, these are fine. This had some stains on them. I'll try some other ones.
Have you ever bought underwear at a thrift store?
Has anyone?
I don't know.
Because they sell them.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's washed all the same, but that's one that's a tough hurdle to get over, I feel like.
It is. But yeah, there are people out there. Maybe that's how they have to buy underwear.
Right. Right. Yeah. Hopefully they're buying boxer briefs. Thank you for that. Two guidance. What is that little tune I'm doing? It Red Robin.
Boxers.
Thank you.
What is the two guy? Yeah, that tune is familiar. Two guidance. It's something.
Tanya, thanks for writing in. She says, I'm thinking you guys are the perfect people to give me guidance on travel.
Okay.
I'm in my 40s, have never flown. Don't judge. Wow. Born and raised Carolina girl.
Okay.
Carolina skies. And it has been on my bucket list to go fly. Where should I go? What do you suggest? My first 3 to 4 day stress-free place to visit in the U.S. should be. I live at the beach, so maybe not the beach. Okay, we get it. But anywhere else, I would be up to try. Do you guys remember your first plane flight and where'd you go? I mean, it's like second nature to you guys now. Interested in hearing y'all's suggestions. Thank you, Tanya.
Tanya, I had a phone call this morning with a girl named Tanya. You don't think.
Did you book her a flight?
Yeah, she was a travel agent, but she didn't seem like she knew what she was talking about at all. This could have been the same Tanya.
Tanya. Do you remember your first flight?
No.
Do you? Really?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It wasn't like memorable. It was memorable for me because, again, coward. So I think I was like a little nervous. And they're like, you're gonna do great, sweetie. Well, take your beanie baby with you.
You're like kind of nervous. You look behind you. Pedro's at the airport. He says, if you don't get on that flight, I will kill you.
I never forget.
Okay, I'll get on the flight. Jeez. Also, Pedro, how'd you get past security?
That's just how my parents parented me. Well, sweetie, we didn't want to tell you this, but Pedro's on the way, so we suggest you get on this one way to Branson. Oh. We didn't go to Branson. We flew the first ever flight, I want to say Disneyland, maybe? That area? Oh,
California.
My My parents have dogged on me because I can't pretty much any. I don't really have much memory of like ages 1 to 16.
Dude, I'm really bad at that too. I don't know anything that happened to me in high school.
I went to Maui with Katie last year, mm-hmm. pre-COVID, and they're like, did you remember? Because we went there as kids. I was like, I literally don't remember that trip. They're like, you were 14. It's like, I remember my exact kill death ratio though.
I remember Nuketown map.
I could walk through every Call of Duty map with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
So maybe try a little bit of that. Maybe we could have brought Guitar Hero to the beach. Maybe I would remember that. Shredding on Waikiki. I'm just ripping solos on expert mode. So
glad you mentioned that.
You don't remember your first flight. Did you fly at what age? What do you think?
We didn't fly very much at all. Like, you joked about it, but we legitimately went on family vacations to Branson, and we lived 45 minutes away from Branson. So we would drive to a lot of our vacations.
Yeah, but you were probably hours from a major airport, right? Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we didn't fly that often. But I've got to answer our first question. Tanya, I've got your trip for you. 3 to 4 days in the U.S. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to fly to Las Vegas because everyone needs to see Las Vegas.
I love Vegas.
You don't need to see it a ton.
I'm going soon.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous. That's awesome. Vegas is sweet. It's just crazy. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's just like everyone knows what Las Vegas is, but it's crazy. You got to fly in at night because you're truly in the desert and just like lights in the middle of it. It's crazy. Fly to Las Vegas, Tanya, and then you're going to get a rental car and do a quick circle around Las Vegas. You're going to go down south. You're going to go to Page, Arizona, my favorite city in America. You're going to see Antelope Canyon, Horseshoe Bend, Lake Powell. See the Grand Canyon. Another thing that's like, it's okay, but you need to see it at some point in life.
Well, it's pretty remarkable, but.
See, I feel like.
It's just a hole.
Well, I've been to a lot of national parks and like Grand Canyon is like.
Yeah, comparatively, I get it.
Like, you definitely need to see the Grand Canyon. So yeah, that Grand Canyon's stop number two, and stop three is Zion National Park. One of my favorite ones. And then fly back to Vegas drive back to Vegas and fly out. 4-day trip.
That's a great suggestion. My suggestion, Tanya, you fly to Vegas. I agree. And you check in your hotel and you don't leave it for 4 days. You go to the pool every day and you go to the pool again. You go to this restaurant, you go to that restaurant, you play some craps and you go home.
Yeah.
That's my perfect vacation.
You stay at the Mirage where they have a buffet on the ground floor and then you truly never leave your hotel.
Yeah. You just sleep in, go to the buffet, all you can eat. Eat so big, then have... They give good service there. They'll literally roll you to the pool.
Yeah, get kind of a running start.
And you've had so much, you'll just float.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of go from there.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, go back to Carolina and say you did it.
Yeah, keep us posted on what you choose. And then thank you guys for coming back for episode 6 of the podcast. That was a great intro.
Oh, that's...
Roll music.
Please just do. Let's God bless. Let's God bless. Let's God bless. Let's God bless podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? And we're back. We're getting good at those intros.
Yeah, that was a fun intro. That was a good, like, first bit, you know, just to kind of wet their beak, dip their toe in the water. And now you're in. Now you're hooked, you know.
But we're back to two guidance from Aaron. Hello, Aaron. I'm emailing to ask for some advice.
Is this ER or AAR? I need to imagine it.
Oh, I'm sorry. She has to be kept anonymous.
Okay.
But first name's fine.
Let's say her name's Aaron.
I'm emailing to ask for some advice. I'm in kind of a weird situation. I got an unexpected invite in the mail for a wedding, and I used to date the groom.
Oh.
It wasn't super serious. We only went out for about two and a half months, but I still feel weird about it. I have some mutual friends with his fiance, and we've come to know each other decently well over the past 6 months, but I was still not expecting an invite. She's aware of the situation, and the wedding isn't until November, but I'm not sure if I should go. Am I overthinking this? Is this weird? Is it not weird? I won't really know a lot of people at the wedding, so I'm torn. P.S. Thanks for the podcast. I'm a social worker and I work with the homeless. And you guys have really cheered me up. And thanks for giving me a good laugh. Thank you, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
God bless and do less. So, situation. She's the groom she dated for a few months, but she's become friends with the new girl.
Yeah.
Which, and now she's invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
What? She's in a weird spot, but also I'm trying to, it's like so much math. You're the advanced math guy. She dated him, but now she's friends with her. Is that weird? Should she have avoided the couple? That's, you got to have dug your own grave.
First of all, I want to say that is a lot of math. You're right. Thank you. Was a lot of numbers for me to keep up with there as you were describing that. I think it would be weird if she had maintained to be like dated the groom and then they stopped dating and they were still friends. Mm. And then she got invited. That's weird. If like he is how you're being invited, but she's friends with the lady.
But picture that. So I'm thinking of like, I'm trying to imagine if a girl I used to date and Katie became great buds. I'd be like, what? Maybe let's not. That's kind of strange, right?
If you dated her for 2.5 months, do you think it would still be weird?
Well, it depends. If you're in a Christian circle, then you were a day away from getting engaged.
You're very close. So you almost pulled the trigger.
I guess we don't know of all the details. In a normal world, you
that's nothing.
Hardly know their, you don't even know their middle name yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the girl I'm picturing I dated for just a couple of months and it was like reasonable, but it was kind of like, I feel like it could have been like, hey, let's just part ways, but it gets intense.
Yeah. Well, I say, Aaron, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I think you go for it. But as long as you're not going to be weird about it, like you got to go into it with the right mindset. You got to be confident. Like, hey, she invited me. She wants me here. I deserve to be here because I'm a good friend. And you'll have at least one or two mutual friends there that you can hang out with. And
weddings are fun.
That's the thing. I was going to say that too. Like everyone kind of needs something to do. So like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just have to play it cool. Like when you see the bride, you're like, Kelly, girl, oh my gosh, missed you, love you, you're my bestie. And then like, Brandon, good to see you again. Put her there. Knuckle touch, COVID times.
Put her there.
And that will make them feel comfortable.
Howdy.
Howdy. You
you
that was quite the first kiss. I remember you never gave me one, but
I think you say congratulations. You grip his hand.
Yeah. Like,
what does she know about us? Yeah. What does she know about us?
And Pedro's just behind her, backing her up.
Yeah, Pedro's there.
Never forget.
I never forget.
I just get a thicker and thicker accent.
I never forget.
You said he was authentic.
Yeah,
and I think that's what he sounds like.
He is. I wonder what he's up to these days. I remember one time at school, I was trying to be goofy and in typing class and type with my nose.
And that is so silly.
It is. I was a silly goose. Hung. And he, while I was doing that with my nose, he just smacked the back of my head. And I mean, I nearly got a bloody nose.
The nose is sensitive. It does not take much for you to start crying.
It's crazy how I tried to laugh that off, but I was like, I'm so scared of this guy. And it was the funniest part is he was half my size.
Really?
But
the demeanor, though, was probably scary.
He used to type with only his middle fingers.
That's scary too. That sends a message.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of facing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Eye contact while he's typing.
He would like rig up the keyboard. So he just like typed like this. He was like intense, man.
Typing on the International Space Station. It's like an anti-gravity keyboard. It's all on the ceiling. Yeah. And then he's just gone.
Yeah. He would like, we're in tech ed together.
Cool. Where
you make the little like similar to Boy Scouts, but just without the.
Emblems.
I didn't want to make that joke.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And you make those box cars and you're just like, whose wins? You like carve them out of balsa wood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in his and he would like just like burn your car before it started.
Yeah.
Slash the tire.
He was like trying to like start betting on it.
Yeah.
Take a dive. Hustle you.
Scary, man.
All that to say, I don't know what Pedro's doing now, but I doubt he's wedding crashing.
Yeah, go to the wedding.
I think you'll be all right. You got to feel comfortable, though.
Think you're all right. Just a couple months is fine. Your girl's with the bride. Go have a good time. Maybe you'll meet a guy if you're single.
Ooh.
Or if you have a plus one, bring your guy. I don't know those details. Anyways, we're moving on. Let's do one more here.
Okay.
Miss this lady, a lot of people want to be anonymous. They're asking some intense things. Here's the situation. I'm friends with this guy who has dropped many not so subtle hints that he wants a relationship with me.
Okay.
Oh, someone's confident. However, he knows very well that he do not want a relationship with like that at the time being. This man tends to be rather sensitive. In parentheses, like you, Trey. What? No, she didn't. And I would like to maintain a good friendship with him. How do I tell him I don't want to date without hurting his feelings? Okay. I see a lot of problems with this.
Okay.
The key phrase, women do this a lot, which just, and women, you can't do this to guys because we're so dumb. But she goes, I've told him times again, I don't want this for the time being. So to a guy, he's like, okay.
So in like a month.
So like, I'll try again next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. So, because so many girls, that's the go-to. It's just a busy time.
It's not a good time. I need to focus on me right now.
Okay, well, I know. I can feel I'm called to make you my betrothed, so I will wait.
No, this actually works out.
A month later, what's up?
I have a fantasy football draft next weekend, so I should focus on that. But after that,
right.
I'll hit you up again.
Yeah, it's fine. So that's one thing. You got to be firm if you're going to be firm. But it's, I don't know. This email feels like she might maybe be interested in this guy at a time. I don't know. She called him, he's way too sensitive. So. What are your thoughts?
She's like, so I
maybe this is the guy who wears briefs.
Could be. Yeah. Ben.
Mm.
It's like, so I've started to get to know this puny little wimp of a man. And he's just sensitive at times. Yeah. Yeah, she's like doxing him. I think maybe he doesn't know that you're not like feeling a relationship. Be upfront. Be honest.
Yep.
Or just slip it in at like a game night. You're playing cards. He says, do you have any fours? And then you say, go fish. And then you wink at him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, what?
Uno. Wish it was dose.
What'd you say?
Uno. Wish it was dose. Just under your breath. Dose means two.
Oh, yeah. Spanish. Yeah. See, you grew up with Pedro.
Yeah.
I grew up with Keaton and Jeremiah. Yeah. So I'm a little English.
Me and my friends, I never forget. Uno, dos, tres.
Amigos.
Your face.
Yeah.
Your face. I'm. What are these weird accents? I'm like Borat on sock hops.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very good.
Your Australian one was great, though. So just, you know, fall back on that one.
Oh, me and Katie are going to watch Borat soon. I'm going to do that and talk on the podcast.
Don't have her watch Borat, dude.
She low key. That's what she laughs hardest at.
She'll love Borat?
Yeah.
There's no way. There's a scene or two.
Remembering it. Well, maybe I saw like the not. Is there like a less intense version?
I mean, it's just like a. I mean, I love Borat. But you remember the scene where Sacha Baron Cohen comes out of the shower and the other guy is naked in the bed? And then they start getting a fight and they wrestle naked.
Okay.
For a while. Like they wrestle in the elevator and in the lobby of the hotel.
I saw like a Bible Belt version or something.
There's some crazy stuff in that movie. It's so funny, though. It's a unique style of movie.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to watch that, but...
No, go for it. Let me know what you think of Borat.
Yeah, we'll do it. It'll be funny. Okay, so she wants a friend. This is just brutal for a poor guy. You ever been really interested in a girl and she just you just finally come to the conclusion, like, man, it's just not... She wants to be friends? Is that ever happened to you?
The older I get, the more I am, like, trying to read into hints. Like, she could have said this and she didn't. Yeah. She's probably not interested in me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very, just like, way more realistic. Like, right. She probably would have done more. Yeah. So, but sounds like this guy's different than me. He's very sensitive, maybe not great at taking hints or not that I'm great at it. I'm just stupid.
Yeah. I think, have you ever friend zoned a girl?
Oh, sure.
How'd you do that?
I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
How do I friend zone a girl? I mean, pretty direct and honest. Hey, I enjoyed the time we spent together, but I don't want to pursue a romantic relationship with you.
And then you become friends?
Sometimes. I'm not big on saying I still want to be friends because I think it's kind of cheesy. And let's be honest, once you get married, I doubt you're going to still remain friends with all these girls that you took on a coffee date with. You're not still going to be friends.
No.
You're not.
No. No. I've always held deep down. I don't think it's. In theory, I don't think it's ever fully possible to be just friends.
Yeah. Guys can't anyway.
Yeah, guys can't. to a degree. But if you're like, he's my best friend, I tell him everything. He's like that inside. He's like, oh my gosh, date me.
Waiting for an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know who is the best people that I can be genuinely friends with? Girls who are taller than me. Because I'm like, there's no chance.
Yeah.
I know, like, I'm going to feel like I have some weird pride issues that I can't deal with, you know, with you being taller than me. You're probably not even attracted to me anyway. We can be friends. Yeah. And it's great.
Right. She's like, let's go get some coffee and just play basketball.
And
let's
there's
get
no-
some dunking and I dunk on you.
Do you want to work on your sets and I can work on my outside hitting? Perfect. Yeah. We are just friends doing this. Perfect.
I'll be your setter. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For real, though. That's like the easiest way to be strictly platonic friends with someone.
Right.
The girl's taller.
Or maybe like, for us, like a CrossFit girl.
CrossFit girl.
She's like, yeah, I can strap you to my waist and do pull-ups. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you want to date me.
Yeah. I'm so unbelievably like intimidated by you that, yeah, just do whatever you want with me.
You know a CrossFit girl?
Sure. Yeah.
You like, I don't really, I've met some, but I'm not like buds with one. Are you?
I would say I am buds adjacent with one.
I feel like if someone, like if I was going to have a personal trainer who was like, all right, what's like kind of your goal here? I'm like, I want to look like, I want to have the body of a CrossFit woman. That would be my perfect aesthetic. I've seen women before. I know this one girl I met at a wedding. It's like a friend of a friend and, you know, pretty girl, nice girl, but you can tell. I'm like, okay,
I can see her triceps.
Yeah. Her lats and her traps are, I mean, and even her arms.
I'm like, yeah.
She has my ideal arm size. Like that. She is very nice in tone, but there's a lot of mass and it is exceptional.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's the best point you've ever
made. I've said this and I know it. I'm actually not trying to be funny. A very intense CrossFit woman. That's my goal.
I'm not
physique-wise.
Kidding either.
Yeah.
That is a great, I've never thought about it. But yeah, because they're like CrossFit guys are just like massive.
There's massive. And I mean, that serves a purpose. I'm clearly not, you know, I'm out in the open. I can't look that big. And then when a dog comes at me, go, no. So that's just not my brand, but like a nice kind of Brad Pitt Fighters Club vibe.
Yeah. Fight Club?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Okay.
Just the shirtless pictures of him.
Yeah, because CrossFit guys are kind of veiny, and I don't want to be too veiny.
Yeah, I only want to eat so much chicken.
Yeah, but CrossFit girls, they always have very toned arms, and not like crazy six packs, but like you can start to see a couple of
them. Exactly.
Which is great. That's all I need.
Right. See.
This is awesome.
Yeah, and then, you know, women, I think just because of the sports they play, or maybe because of bodies and
their hips.
You know, their hips and legs are kind of nice, and I don't want to have skinny. I want to have a kind of nice built legs. I want to have a little bit of a wider trunk than most men. Just when I step up to the kickball plate, people are like, back up, you know, because I got hips like that.
Yeah.
So that's
Do you want to talk about kickball or do you want to not?
We lost a heartbreaker, man. Yeah, we can wrap up with that.
Championship game was last week.
Semis, man. And you know what? We took this team toe to toe. We lost 5-4, and they ended up beating. They ended up winning in the finals 13-6.
Wow!
So the winner of this was going to win it, man. It was devastating.
How'd you play?
I played well.
Yeah,
played well.
Kicked well.
I kept track of the whole season. Just so you know, I was 12 of 15. So
you only got 15 at bats the whole season.
Yeah, they're average like 2 a game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not worth your time, is it?
Because these people don't care. So they're like, we have, it's either like we'll play 7 innings or like if time runs out.
Mm.
And so they'll be, and it's like 45 minute limit and we'll be at like minute 39 and in the 6th. The guy's like, yeah, we're done.
Dang.
Like, okay. And then we have like 13 people. So it's just a lot to get through. And then there's,
dang.
You always have a few innings where it's just like pop fly, pop fly, pop fly. And you're back on defense.
Dang. 2 at bats a night though, that is not much.
2 or 3.
Dang.
A lot of 2. It's just disappointing. But I did have a trip a guy as he rounded first around me. So
on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, kind of Grayson Allen
kind
style.
Of a Grayson Allen vibe.
Yeah. Huh. How did that make you feel afterwards?
Like a CrossFit guy. I was like, wow, maybe I do have a little 1-2.
Felt a little veiny.
Well, it was he started it.
Okay.
So I felt just for safety and because no one knows what they're doing out there, they have like 2 first bases.
Gotcha.
So like 1 for defense and the runner's supposed to run through the other.
Okay.
And this guy like is sprinting and acts like he's about to round first, but then he sees there's like going to be a play at first. So then he like stops at first instead of running through it. So he just like darn near mows me over.
Okay.
And so I'm like trying to keep my foot on base as they throw it to me as he's like running me over. And he like basically barrels over me.
Okay.
So I can't. So the ball goes flying and then he tries to take off. So I just went. We're talking about good hips.
Yeah.
I got a CrossFit woman's hips. I went
childbirthing.
I went boop and kind of knocked him off balance a little.
Just with your hips.
And then what slowed him down even more was him going, whoa! And then he started running. So it was very effective. And then the guy, shout out to the ump, he was like, no, dude, we explained the rules. You like ran him over at first. So like go back to first.
Nice.
So my trip was not even necessary, but it was fun.
It brought an issue to the surface.
And that leads me to our last segment. Why are you doing so much? Enter. Why are you doing so much? Nice.
I heard it.
And why are you doing so much in myself?
Because you're tripping a guy in kickball.
Because I'm playing rec kickball in my late 20s and I'm hip checking people to the ground.
Good for you.
So no one in the world should care about rec kickball.
Because there's a competitive league, but you're not even in that. You're
no,
in the
we are, dude. We are.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hey, I'll hip check you, dude, out of this studio.
Okay. You were in the rec league and now you're in competitive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we torched the rec league, not to brag, but I've been good about that over the years. I think it's just a 2020 side effect.
Okay.
Of like, what do we got going this month? Not going anywhere, not doing anything. That's canceled. We have kickball. So all my energy's in that.
I got invited to a wedding of my ex. Yeah. Or I can play kickball. I've been thinking about switching to Breeze.
So yeah.
Or there's kickball.
I've always, guys out there. But I will say the guy who I kind of checked, he was kind of a fiery guy because it's co-ed and a girl got like hit with a ball kind of hard, but it wasn't like too egregious. It's like, everyone's.
That's how you tag him out.
And he like charged the guy who threw it.
Oh.
And was like, you do that to a woman. And I was like, all right.
This so guy sounds like,
that guy had.
I would get along with him well, I think.
He had
sounds like my kind of guy. Blood.
Yeah. So I'm why you do it so much and do less to me. I'm looking in the mirror. I got this next kickball season. It starts right back, baby.
Nice.
And I'm going to. Yeah, it's just funny now to have a wife because I did that. She's like, and you guys heard her on Correct Opinion. She's like, let's just make sure we.
Remember the German Shepherd? I think you were kind of the German Shepherd to him. So how do you think that makes him feel? Remember?
You didn't like when that dog went yep, yep, yep to you. So nope to that behavior. It's so funny having a wife because I like a new thing. About twice a year, I'm good for being addicted to a video game.
Yeah.
So currently it's this golf game me and my buddies are addicted to.
Yeah.
And it's just a deal where I'm like, I can't just turn on whatever I want because she's like, we have to do this or like,
time with me.
Yeah, you have to like.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Like, put effort into our marriage.
And oh.
And
did not see that coming.
I'm like, I'm not sure I agreed to this. She's like, it was in our vows. I'm like, I just repeated what they said. I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't know that was bound to that.
But so the newest thing, again, why do it so much is me and my buddies have begun setting our alarms and we all get on at 7 a.m. to play for an hour.
Yeah, you are doing a lot right now.
Yeah, but. She's
it's for golf, for digital golf.
I got a virtual tee time at 7. I can't get around that.
Yeah.
So,
and I think you could, pitch it to Katie's like, hey, I could do this or I could go to real golf. And there's cart girls and I just don't want to, I don't want to be tempted by that. I would rather just do the virtual golf.
Mm-mm. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. What about you?
My, why are you doing so much of the week goes to mosquitoes. They have been harvesting on my right ankle. My ankle looks like a meth addict.
It's always the ankles.
Just scab after scab. It's disgusting. That's actually why I'm wearing pants today. It's not the inseam thing. I'll let you guys see my thighs all day. I don't care. I actually have a tattoo on my upper thigh. I was hoping like by episode 2025, you would just see it.
Man,
like
that could be a funny bit, actually.
Just the shorts just go higher.
Every episode attire until you're in briefs.
Until I am Ben in briefs.
Until you're just here with like flesh colored pants that attest a blur. We're back
with another episode. Yeah.
All right.
Just acting like it's not there. What am I saying? Oh, yeah. Mosquitoes. Mm. They have just been after me and I'm tired of itching my ankles. I wake up in the morning and I'm itching my ankles. I'm in the middle of a pickleball serve. my left foot is itching my right ankle. I'm tired of it. That's mosquitoes horrible. Are doing too much. How good could my blood even taste? I'm allergic to red meat. We know it's not even good blood.
Yeah. How do we get rid of the mosquitoes? They're infuriating. I don't even know. They're terrifying, man. You ever get one and the blood spurts out that it just sucked out of you?
Yeah.
And maybe out of who knows who else?
And so you just look it up anyway because it's like it could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that feeling.
Gross, gross, gross. And then bug spray is, I feel like that's going to damage me way more.
It's got to be worse than a bug bite.
Jeez.
The stuff inside of there.
Some DEET.
DEET, yeah. It doesn't DEET like for sure give you cancer? Like, haven't they proven that?
I think so.
Probably. It sounds harmful.
Yeah.
DEET. How much DEET's in that?
Definitely, eventually.
Something terminal.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of another E.
Dang it. That was cool. That was almost great.
Definitely terminal though at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mosquitoes. What else? Oh, I heard a rumor. This is like back in my summer camp days. We would all like, we were getting eaten alive. Irish Spring Body Wash, free, you know, promo for them. Mm. Apparently like has some sort of scent that kind of works as like a no-no to mosquitoes.
Okay.
They don't really like the scent of Irish Spring.
I mean, surely your booty bombs can ward off any insect.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I can harness.
You're onto something.
That eighth grade. A bomb.
We're going camping with Jake, guys. I got it handled. I'll clear the campsite of all mosquitoes and other humans.
It's like, Jake, why are you like, why did you only pack 8 large jars?
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, let me show you. And then I just fart in them and then I seal it up. Like, here you go. If any mosquitoes come, and you just kind of release a little bit of that.
It's like all your loved ones were That's ready disgusting. To go for the pandemic because they have gas masks. Jake's coming.
Yeah. He had some scallops and we don't know what could happen for the next 4 to 6 hours.
Mm.
So we have gas masks.
Okay. Why are you doing so much? 2 guidance. Told the people what they need to know.
Yeah.
Episode 6. Please share it with your friends. Like, comment what you enjoyed. Give us a 5 stars on Apple Podcasts if you're listening.
Thank you.
And if you want a bonus podcast every week, treykennedy.com/DLG. You get a whole nother podcast every week. That's 4 a month. And access to my private Instagram where we post bloopers and stuff for videos.
That's correct.
So thanks once again. Have a great weekend. Do less. God bless.